During a political revolution in a South American country, a large crowd had gathered in the public square. University students and supporters were making speeches and demonstrating for greater freedom. Opposite the square was the courthouse with its iron barred windows, each bristling with machine guns and manned by the military police. Suddenly, and without any warning to the crowd, the officer in command gave the order to fire. The sharp epithet of the discharge mingled with the whine of the bullets. As lead filled the air, many persons fell wounded and dying in the square. Those who were fortunate enough to escape the first volley scrambled for any shelter that might be found. Among the innocent bystanders who were exposed to the danger was a young bootblack, clad in tattered and dirty clothes. In the busy square, he sought to earn a few coins for his daily bread by shining shoes. When the shots rang out, the boy dropped his box and brushes and sprang behind a large tree. As a spray of bullets filled the air, one lodged in the tree just at the height of the boy's head. Trembling with fear, he clung to his hiding place until at last the firing ceased. Then he stepped out and he surveyed the tree trunk and the hole made by the bullet. With deep gratitude, he realized that but for the tree, his own life would have been taken. Pulling a small knife from his pocket, he carved below the bullet hole in Spanish an inscription which means, "God bless this tree." The bootblack was saved by making the tree his hiding place. It actually took the wounding for him. The bullet that would have taken his life lodged deeply in that tree. Just so, friend of mine, there is also a tree which provides salvation for the sinner. As the scriptures say concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness by his stripes, by whose stripes ye were healed. For he was wounded for our transgression. So wrote the prophet Isaiah. Listening friend to this broadcast, let me ask you, does the tree called Calvary's cross mean anything to you? Have you ever stopped and thanked God for the tree called Calvary? Actually, of course, it wasn't the tree that provides you with salvation, but it's what that tree represents. It's what the cross of Calvary suggests to us. It suggests to us that very place where God the Son, the eternal Lamb of God, became the sacrificial Lamb of Calvary's altar. Friend of mine, upon that place called Calvary, there once died there one who was sinless, one who was holy, one who was eternal. And he died there as your substitute. Yea, he took my place. He took my sin. He took your sin. He hung there as the substitute, as the sacrifice necessary to pay the debt that we owe God. Yea, he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and he offers us eternal life through his precious shed blood. Would you like that little fellow in the story? Just fall today at the feet of the Savior. Say, thank God for the tree called Calvary and the one who died there, the one who arose from the grave, even the very one today who will give you eternal life. As many as received him, he'll give you eternal life. Do it today. My, how he'll bless you. Amen.